Inner Voice, a heartfelt chat with Dr. Fujian.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Fujian Zain. Welcome to the Inner Voice Show, and I have Sean in studio. So this is a show about what matters most in life, our mind, our thoughts, our feelings, emotions, actions, relationships, and our fulfillment in this beautiful journey of life. So in this show today, I will bring you the latest research on the benefits of being in nature. And then I will speak to Dr. Ivy Hilton. She's a conscious creation life therapist. She's also a psychotherapist, a sonic healer, and a concert soprano vocalist. She's an amazing angelic voice, and we'll put one of her songs for you. And she is the author of Journey into Inner Peace. This is her book, and we'll talk about her book and her new book that's coming out, actually, which is the second part of this one. And you can call us both and talk to us on Studio Line if you like, 951-922-3532. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll be right back with the tip of the week.
Hello, I'm Dr. Fujian, and I have great news for you. I'm offering a special time-limited offer to anyone who's interested in online therapy or coaching sessions. I've developed the awareness integration model, which allows in only 12 weeks to raise your self-esteem and confidence and let go of your thoughts and emotions that produce depression and anxiety for you. So call today to schedule your online session and save $600. Call me today at 818-648-2140. That's 818-648-2140. Or go to www.fujian.com.
So I've been noticing this week how much we ignore the positive aspects of what we have and who we have around us, while we concentrate on what we don't have. It is interesting how much we only focus on the negative aspect of people who are around us and the lack of what we expect to be and to have in our life. Now, this view leaves us very sad, irritated, disappointed, mistrusting, fearful, anxious, and most of the time, angry and pissed. Now, we create a war first in our own head, then in our relationships with our spouse, with our children, coworkers, bosses, employees, family members, parents, communities at large, like this person is white and all the blacks are that and all the immigrants are this and all the Jews are that and all the Muslims are this and all the Christians are that. And then at last, we have a general statement. We kind of like wash off the whole human being race, right? In one negative and a hateful sentence. So some of you might go all the way and some of you might stop somewhere in the middle of that kind of a angry and disappointment, a thought process that you have about either yourself or the rest of the rest of the world or people who are actually around you. So this attitude would really work if the outcome that we were desiring is to become isolated and let go of all the relationships, or to be miserable daily, tolerating all the obviously all the bad people who we say they're bad around us, and act as if we're hopeless and powerless about all this matter. And there's just a lot, you know, we're either have a bad luck or we're just unlucky enough to have all the bad people around us, or that we will commit ourselves to a war inside of our head toward revenge or destruction just to prove that obviously we're right. There's another option at hand, the option of seeing people and matters of life as it shows up as is. The package as is. People come in good and in bad, the way you say it, or things and scenarios and events. Some have positive as well as negative in them. So if there's a person in our life that is here to stay, our parents, children, in-laws, then concentrate on all that we see the best in them and accept or immune ourselves or set clear boundaries toward what we don't like about them. If there are people who we can actually have a choice of not having them around, we can try to see if we could accept them as they are and enjoy the parts of them which really has a lot of value for our life, and we add value to them. And if we come to a sense that we just don't have any value for each other, and having the people, those toxic people around us, are worse off and it just makes our days miserable, then we do have an option to say bye-bye and not be miserable all day and probably make them wrong and miserable all day either. So when an event happens that we did not also expect it to happen, then see what we can learn from the incident, what parts of our strengths we have been using in clearing or cleaning up the incident, and appreciate the learning and really see what we can do and shift and move it into, you know, an outcome and a desirable place that we want to be. And if not, then just kind of like, you know, accept it as is and move on. Move on to something that you can create. Now, losing the attitude that life owes us is smooth sailing with all perfectness in the path will help us to grow every day and forward, learning and growing and enjoying the puzzle that unfolds in front of us, no matter how challenging it is. Remember that. Life will show up. Some parts of it, we have something to do with it, and some parts of it, we just don't, and we handle it and we tolerate it. And what if we just kind of like accepted ourselves, other people, and life as it shows up? I want you to listen to this beautiful meditation from Dr. Ivy Hilton, who's going to be our guest, and we'll be right back with the latest research.
Infinite well of love. I now allow this love to flow to the surface as it fills my heart, my body, my mind, consciousness, my very being feels deep peace. This love radiates out from me in all directions and returns to me multiplied. The more I love, the more I receive love. I am deep peace.
Have you ever wished you could just wake up one day, reach across your nightstand, and hit the life reset button? Let's face it, the struggles and frustrations of everyday life leave millions of women and men around the globe yearning for a new way. And the new way is right here in Life Reset, the awareness integration path to create the life you want by Dr. Fujian Zain. You can get it now at Fujian.com or Amazon.com. Life Reset, the awareness integration path to create the life you want. You deserve it.
So now let me tell you about the latest research. Taking at least 20 minutes out of your day to stroll or sit in a place that makes you feel in contact with nature will significantly lower your stress hormone levels. That's the finding of the study that established for the first time the most effective dose of an urban nature experience. Healthcare practitioners can use this discovery, published in Frontiers in Psychology, to prescribe nature pills in the knowledge that they have a real measurable effect. So guess what I'm doing today? I am actually prescribing nature pills to you. Now, I'll let you know what nature pills look like. And you don't even have to pay anything, and you don't have to get it from a pharmacy. I'm prescribing it to you right now so you can know what it is. We know that spending time in nature reduces stress, but until now, it was unclear how much is enough and how often to do it, or even what kind of a nature experience will benefit us. Dr. Mary Carol Hunter, an associate professor at the University of Michigan and lead author of this research, says that our study shows that for the greatest payoff in terms of efficiently lowering levels of the stress hormone, cortisol, you should spend 20 to 30 minutes sitting or walking in a place that provides you with a sense of nature. So a free and natural stress-relieving remedy. Nature pills could be a low-cost solution to reduce the negative health impacts stemming from growing urbanization and indoor lifestyles dominated by screen viewing to assist healthcare professionals like me looking for evidence-based guidelines on what exactly to dispense for you. Dr. Hunter and her colleagues designed an experiment that would give a realistic estimate of an effective dose. So over an 8-week period, participants were asked to take a nature pill with a duration of 10 minutes or more, at least 3 times a week, and they saw the levels of cortisol, a stress hormone, were measured from saliva samples taken before and after the nature pill. A nature pill meaning you're going to go sit in the nature for about 10 minutes or more. Once every 2 weeks. So they did that. No, you do that every day, but hold on. Let me give you the pill appropriately because you got to take it appropriately. So the nature pill that they did was the duration of 10 minutes or more and at least 3 times a week. This is what the study was. And then they checked it every 2 weeks to just see. They checked the cortisol level every 2 weeks. So what they found was that participants were free to choose the time of the day, duration, and the place of their nature experience, which was defined as anywhere outside that the in the opinion of the participant made them feel like they're interacting with nature. There were few constraints to minimizing factors known to influence stress, like take the nature pill in the daylight, no aerobic exercises, and avoid the use of social media, internet, phone calls, and conversations and reading, to really just be present with nature, either sitting or walking. So Dr. Hunter continues saying, building personal flexibility into the experiment allowed them to identify the optimal duration of the nature pill, no matter when or where it was taken and under the normal circumstances of modern life with its unpredictability and hectic scheduling. So to make an allowance for busy lifestyle while also providing meaningful results, the experimental design was novel in other aspects also. So Dr. Hunter found that they accommodated day-to-day differences in a participant's stress status by collecting 4 snapshots of cortisol change due to a nature pill. It also allowed them to identify and account for the impact of the ongoing natural drop in cortisol level as the day goes on, making the estimate of effective duration more reliable. So the data revealed, ready? That's what's going to be looking like the nature pill. Just a 20-minute nature experience was enough to significantly reduce cortisol level. You know, where you reduce cortisol level, a lot more happens. First of all, you don't gain weight anymore. But if you spend a little more time immersed in nature experience, like 20 to 30 minutes sitting or walking, cortisol levels dropped at their greatest rate. So between 20 to 30 minutes of just purely being with nature. Only with nature. You're not listening to anything else. You're walking or sitting down. After that, additional de-stressing benefits continue to add up to a slower rate. So the experimental approach can be used as a tool to assess how age, gender, seasonality, physical ability, and culture influence can actually affect the nature experience, and also in how to create the well-being programs, and especially for public, and the way that they create nature as part of our living and working. So now you know, you meditate and go ahead and be with nature for 20 to 30 minutes. We're going to be back with Dr. Ivy Hilton. She's a conscious creation life therapist. She's a sonic healer. She's a concert soprano vocalist. We're going to actually have one of her songs for you. And she's the author of Journey into Inner Peace, Relaxation and Meditation Healing Rituals. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Dr. Fujian, and I have great news for you. I'm offering a special time-limited offer to anyone who's interested in online therapy or coaching sessions. I've developed the awareness integration model, which allows in only 12 weeks to raise your self-esteem and confidence and let go of your thoughts and emotions that produce depression and anxiety for you. So call today to schedule your online session and save $600. Call me today at 818-648-2140. That's 818-648-2140. Or go to www.fujian.com. Have you ever wished you could just wake up one day, reach across your nightstand, and hit the life reset button? Let's face it, the struggles and frustrations of everyday life leave millions of women and men around the globe yearning for a new way. And the new way is right here in Life Reset, the awareness integration path to create the life you want by Dr. Fujian Zain. You can get it now at Fujian.com or Amazon.com. Life Reset, the awareness integration path to create the life you want. You deserve it.
Join the conversation every Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific for Inner Voice Heartfelt Chat with Dr. Fujian. Dr. Fujian is a radio and TV host, international speaker, psychotherapist, life coach, and the author of Life Reset, the awareness path to create the life you want. She brings you the latest research and interviews with experts in the field of cognitive sciences. Anyone who loves to grow and create growth for humanity gets a voice on this call-in show. Inner Voice Heartfelt Chat with Dr. Fujian. Monday afternoons at 3 p.m. Pacific on Smart Talk KMET 1490 AM and on KMET1490AM.com.
I'm getting goosebumps. Ooh, I'm so excited to have you, Dr. Ivy Hilton. It is so great to have you. It's an honor. I met you in India when we were a guest of American Meditating Radio with Sister Jenna. And you have been in my mind and my heart. And it's so, so nice to have you. Welcome to my show.
Thank you so much. I have been certainly anticipating this and waiting on it and had a wonderful opportunity to just meditate on it all day long. I chose not to have anything else on my schedule except for this so that I could be ready for you.
Oh, fantastic. And I know you're coming from a trip and you've been trying to take care of yourself. And that's the beautiful concept of what you also bring to people who come to you for healing and through your voice and through your book and through your, synergetic healing and transformation. So a couple of things. Let's talk about you're writing the second part of your book or the second edition, which you're calling it the revival, right? The renewal. The renewal, the synergetic healing for transforming adrenal fatigue into vibrant living. And I know that you personally have had some experience with that, and you're bringing your own experience into your book. Can you talk a bit about that?
Beginning, God.
I'm here.
Doesn't matter what kind of a technical difficulty we have, we make it again and we come back together. So thank God we have you over the phone, and we'll put your beautiful face. They've seen it, and then we're going to put the pictures of it so they can also know the books and all. So you were going to tell me about your recent journey with your body and transforming your body out of fatigue into a vibrant living, which is also coming in your book. Tell us about that.
Well, I want to start with how simple and how easy it is for us to get so caught up into our day-to-day activities and even in our work. Even as healers, you know, we have to take time for ourselves, and all of this time, I really think that I was doing that and doing that very well. However, I believe that from doing too much, then fatigue sets in, and you can feel it. And before it turns into disease, it's best to address it. And so that's what I was doing. And just taking that time to unplug, I went to Mexico to the San Aviv Medical Institute, where they have an integrative physical program where they just do a complete assessment of your entire being. They analyze you at the cellular level. They analyze you at the molecular level. They analyze you at the psychological level. They take a look at your oral health. They take they look at your organs with sonograms, and it was an amazing experience to find out. First of all, thank God everything is in place. All of my tests came out good. But they also said that I have been preventing and avoiding disease because of my lifestyle. Because of my lifestyle, I have been nurturing my body and nurturing my cells. However, with such a fast-paced lifestyle and schedule, it attacks the adrenals in my body. And I thought about it, wow, we don't really think about stress all the way to that level. We think of it as, yes, it's something we need to prevent, it's something we need to manage, it's something, of course, all stress isn't negative, but we still need to manage it. And what I learned is that it has to be at a much deeper level. And unfortunately, my relationship with the Creator is that I personally have to experience so many things in order for me to come up with the kind of music and the kind of writing and the kind of insight and retreats that I offer. I tell the universe, all right, do I have to go through everything personally before I can understand it clearly? And the universe said, I think so.
Yes, you do. So you've got to. But I also think that sometimes our biggest gift, what we can give to others as healers, it's because we have gone through similar concepts. So thank God you didn't really have to become ill to understand, but you did have to look at how you have to stop yourself, that although you are in a therapeutic space, you are in a healing space, you're consistently working with yourself and your clients and everyone who comes, you know, to your teachings and your students. But there is a part that we still forget us. And that's what I'm hearing, that you were aware of, that no matter what, there are spaces where you actually have to turn back and look at you.
You do. And I think the other part of this is, you know, we're all human. And our bodies, what I'm learning now, it takes what I understand to a much higher level. And to me, that is a part of growth, and that is a part of raising our levels of consciousness so that we can think on a higher level. And the work that needs to be done on a higher level, especially when we look around the world today. There's so much work that light workers have to do, and this is a call to renewal. It's things that we know, but we have to recall and remember and then practice it every single day, not just sometimes. This is a pure lifestyle for wellness and healing. It's something that has to be done at all levels, at all times.
And when you talk about we have to do this with our life and in a higher level, can you explain to our listeners and viewers what it is to be engaged in this type of a healing with yourself in a higher level?
Well, for me, it means, you know, in the book that I write about what I call the synergistic healing system, and that's oxygenation, hydration, meditation, relaxation, concentration, and activation. And so when we are drinking enough water, when we are breathing enough air, when we are spending enough time in relaxation, and I don't mean reading a book or watching television, I mean really literally disconnecting from all activity and focusing in on the self, on the body, on the spirit, on the soul. And then taking time to meditate. These are some of the primary ways of raising our levels of consciousness to a higher level by spending our time doing this on a daily basis. And this shows up in different ways for different people. In my book, I just give a lot of different ways to do it, on relaxation and meditation, healing rituals, things that you can do with the bath, with the breath, with meditation, with sound. All of these different modalities are ways of helping us reaching levels, higher levels of awareness and consciousness. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a spiritual connection to the universe, a spiritual connection to the earth. And this is interesting because one of the treatments that was given to me while I was in Mexico was to go and just grab a tree. Mm-hmm. And it made me remember that's something that I used to do all of the time. And I got away from it because of a busy schedule. Then they made us walk on the earth with our feet. They had beautiful grass out there. It was in a location right on the ocean, right on the tip of a cliff. And it was absolutely breathtaking. And the way that they have it set up is that it's healing from the moment you walk through the door until you get to your room, until you eat food. It's what you eat as well. So it's a combination of things, Dr. Sujan. And I think that we move with our emotional ups and our emotional downs, but now when we're in it, we have to respond in a holistic way, like using aromatherapy, you know, like drinking your tea, which I'm getting ready to do right now, is take my chamomile tea. These things that we know, but we have to find ways of putting them in our everyday life and not just for retreats or not just every other day or not just at night. This is all day long, every day.
So it's also slowing down in a way to be present when you're drinking the tea or you are sitting down or even if you are thinking about a process to really be with the process and experience that process. I mean, people can walk on the in nature and still, you know, have belief systems and thought process that creates more of a stress for them. So it's also being present into that nature and being present when you're, you know, sitting down and drinking your tea. Is that accurate with your experience?
Absolutely. That's where the mindfulness comes in. I think that when you're doing it, it's so amazing, you know, when you touch the earth and pay attention to that, your mind will focus on that. But I think it's also natural to allow the other life stresses to come and go. But this is where we have to practice being mindful, doing the mindful walking, being conscious of what happens to my body when I breathe, being conscious of what happens when I touch the earth or when I touch the tree. I was one of my sister friends was with me, and I suggested that she touch and grab the tree, and she looked at me like, what are you talking about? And then eventually when she did it, she said, oh my, when I touched the tree, I became aware of the texture. And then it was a sappy type of tree, so she was feeling some of the sap, and all of a sudden she felt it from within her heart, just a communication, you know, with nature, with the tree. And it is so powerful, and it is a technique. It will take skill to do it, we have to get out of, oh man, how silly this is. But it is a very natural way of getting into the present moment.
Yes. I know that you are also a sonic healer. Can you talk a little bit about that? And I know that you were having a CD, a new CD coming up, which is going to be called I Am Lotus Light. So can you say a bit about sonic healing to our listenings? I know I have experienced it, not with you, but at one point I had experienced just laying down and having all of these beautiful crystal balls around and, you know, having my different crystal balls for the different chakras around me. And it was bliss. The experience of just being in that sound and vibration was bliss. Can you tell us a little bit about why is that healing and how it works?
Well, the one way that I like to explain it, you know, I start now with a little bit of science that says that light is faster than sound and thought is faster than light. And when we put thought, light, and sound together, it creates instant manifest. It is what I call a soul language that our bodies at the endocrine level resonate to certain frequencies, resonate to certain sounds, and when our bodies are put into a place where it is subjected to these frequencies, these sound healing energies, we're literally communicating and releasing from the brain to the body. What happens is it causes alpha and theta brain waves, which is literally a state of deep relaxation and awareness. And once we get really heavy into receiving these frequencies, it creates instant manifest of relaxation.
Okay. That's beautiful. Now, you have your CDs. Where can people find your CDs? In Amazon? Or do you have a website that they can go and find that? And if when they hear the CDs, in what situation should they put themselves so it has the maximum effect? Because they're not with you while you're doing, you know, the sound balls.
Well, if they Google my name, Ivy Hilton with a Y, you can go to Amazon, you can go to cdbaby.com, you can go to iTunes. It's available in all of those genres. And the best way when you're starting to do brainwave entrainment or sound healing is to use earbuds. The high-tech recording studio that I use, it's so profound that you can play it on your CD and still feel the healing vibrations that come from the music. But the best way that we like to encourage people to listen to brainwave entrainment music is with earbuds or earplugs, earphones, on your both ears, not just one. You want to create a balance between the two. And it's something very powerful about receiving the sound because the cells respond to it as well. And I did not understand this when I first started, almost 30 years ago, but some of my friends knew what it was doing for their personal health more than I did. I was just led by the spirit to do it and provide it and be a vessel. But over the years, I have learned that this particular vibrational medicine is actually healing. So the more that we listen to it, and even for myself, I have promised myself that I will get back into listening to my own frequencies on a daily basis. I like to encourage people to listen to it at least 3 times a day.
It's
3 minutes to 5 minutes, because what the brain needs is 15 minutes of these frequencies in order to reset itself.
So 15 minutes?
If we did it, it's 15 minutes in a day to reset, you know, stressful vibrations in the brain.
And does it have to be 15 minutes in a row, or did you say like 3-5 minutes? Is that sufficient enough, or to actually sit in a meditative state for 15 minutes listening to it?
Well, you can do both, either one. I like the 15 minutes straight. But if you live a very stressful for life, if you could do it 3 minutes at a time, 3 or 4 times a day, then you will be reset and restored and prepared for restful sleep.
Okay, great. Now, can that be also helpful just for the meditation so they could utilize that as the meditation or the beginning of a meditation, or does it have to be separate?
No, it can be both. I use it for both. I use it for the vibration and in deep meditation. And you can't help it. Once it gets going, the brain wave entrainment, it creates such a sense of euphoria that it is a meditation within itself.
That's what I thought. I thought it is, my experience, it was that it's truly a meditation itself, but I wanted to make sure that I'm not just coming from my own experience and, you know, giving it to people that because you teach this and you have your students, I wanted to make sure that it, you know, I'm not informing of others something about my experience and kind of generalizing it.
Yes, yes. I think that it's pretty much a combination of both. But there are some that use the vibrational frequencies to focus on things that they need to accomplish. And when you do that, it really brings that closer into reality for you. And that it's sort of like it goes into the whole scientific concept that sound, you know, light is faster than sound and thought is faster than light. And when you put them both together, it creates manifest. So this is what I believe is a scientific reason why prayer works. And when you start using it from that perspective, then you're kind of out of a meditative state and more into an actualization and manifestation state. So if I know that I'm about to accomplish, I need to accomplish something, or if I have to speak at a meeting or present something that I feel nervous about or that I'm not sure how to accomplish or I would like spiritual creative guidance, I would use the frequencies to manifest that.
Beautiful. I know that you are also a therapist. You're as LCSW, and you are also a part of National Restorative Justice Trainer. Can you talk a little bit about what is a National Restorative Justice that you actually go ahead and train people? And I know that you work with the system. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Restorative justice is a philosophical construct of a way to handle, manage justice in our system. And what it's all about is restoring the process of harm that has occurred in the community, or harm that has occurred in someone's personal life, and addressing it by holding people accountable, by building and developing new and strong competency skills. And ultimately, when we are doing that, we are hopefully focused on creating more safety in the community. And as a national trainer in the area of balance and restorative justice, because restorative justice is mostly focused on victims or persons that have been harmed by crime, the balanced approach says that those that commit crime are also harmed in some way. It sort of goes by this whole saying that we say, harm people, harm people. So you are have been convicted of a crime, or you've been arrested as a result of a crime, or you've harmed someone in your family as a result of just wrongdoing or just not treating a person well. Now what we do is we learn how to restore that harm, to repair that harm, and make it right. So right now in the criminal justice system, if someone were to rob you or take something from you and they were arrested, generally the police just ask you about your loss, what did you lose, and after that you don't know anything about it. That person goes off, they may do some time for it, they've learned nothing new. They've been held accountable for nothing. And they feel like they've done their time, and they come back out and possibly may reoffend. From a balanced and restorative justice perspective, our hope is that whoever that karma was, or the perpetrator of that crime, would at some point have an opportunity to address the person that they harmed. And that person that has been harmed will ultimately have some say into how that person is addressed in the criminal justice system. And oftentimes when we bring the harmer and the harmed together, there's healing that has occurred there. And that is
absolutely
our hope.
Absolutely. Yes. I've seen that a lot in when it comes to domestic violence within a family system. I've seen a lot with sexual abuse of the perpetrator coming to, you know, the molester with a person who's been molested or raped. And you're talking also with a bigger concept of anyone who has harmed another person to be responsible and to come in and kind of reconnect and take responsibility and accountability. And within that, it creates a healing for both people. And I think that it's so important when people are taking accountability of what's going on and they understand the impact that they're putting and get how important they are in the way that they act and the impact that they put. And they get to choose what type of an impact they could put into society. Does it have to be harming another human being? And I think that this way of going about it, heals the community versus what we have right now, which is just builds anger and revenge and, you know, constantly creating more wounded and traumatized citizens all over the world, which ultimately they'll either disconnect or they will at one point turn around and become some source of a perpetrator themselves.
Yes, absolutely. And we have found that using this, integrating the holistic healing tool into this work is making major difference in the transformation of many people's lives. And we're focused on teaching, we don't call ex-offenders anymore, we call them returning citizens. And what we're doing is training some returning citizens on how to use this skill in circle keeping, using the healing circle to address crime in the community. And if we can teach enough people in the community how to do this, then we will be less likely to call the police for certain types of offenses that we can manage right here in our community and keep our children from out of the school to the prison pipeline. So a lot of this has to do with interrupting that part of the justice system around the country that includes our educational system. Because a lot of our children right in the school system get arrested, and that's when their whole career of crime starts, right in the school for getting arrested, or throwing a pencil, or, you know, hitting another child, when we could literally resolve that right in the school without calling the police and our children being arrested and then ultimately being sent to prison.
Yes, and because I've really noticed that the anger has gone much younger, you now see that even kids in junior high school are hurting each other. They're finding even guns to be able, you know, to get the rage out and harm each other. So the more that you are opening yourself up into helping and giving tools in how to reconnect to the society, reconnect to their own humanity, it really helps the whole community at large. We only have less than 1 minute, and I want to give you the opportunity to say all that you needed to say and you hadn't had the chance to say to our audience. I think we just kind of have your voice kind of. Can you reconnect with us with the phone?
Yes. Is that better?
Okay. Yeah, much better.
I just want to encourage everyone to pay attention to the stressors that are in your life, even the ones that you believe you can handle. It is much too much for the adrenal system. The parasympathetic system is very sensitive, and it sounds complicated, but it's not. Look at what you need in your life and what you don't need in your life, eliminate it right now in order to save your life if it is causing you harm or stress in any way.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ivy Hilton. And for all of you who have been with us today, thank you for being with us. Create an amazing life for yourself and everyone around you. See you next week.